B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Erev in Daf Mem Tes. We're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Ches Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Oma Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. And before we continue reading the Gemara, let's just get back into the topic we're discussing here. We saw in the Mishnah was actually discussing if you have three people who are stranded outside the Tchum, they each only have four amos, and they're overlapping each other. They're three people next to each other. The right-hand person, the four amos of the right-hand person is overlapping the middle person half, and the middle person is overlapping the right and the left-hand person, and the left-hand person is halfway overlapping the middle person. As we've seen, that was the discussion in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says it's comparable to three chatzeros. If you have three courtyards, one next to the other, they each have their own independent exits and entrances to the Rishus HaRabim, which means that, intrinsically speaking, none of the people of any other chotzer have to go through any other chotzer, but they do want to carry from one chotzer to the next. And the halacha is that one is not allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer unless you make an eruv between the two chatzeris. And besides for making an eruv, there's got to be a significant doorway in between the two. And here you've got three chatzeris, and the right-hand chotzer made an eruv with the middle chotzer, and the left-hand chotzer made an eruv with the middle chotzer, but the right-hand chotzer and the left-hand chotzer did not make an eruv with each other. And so Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said that in that case is similar to the case we were talking about, the three people outside the Tchum. And the halacha is that either of the outside chatzeris, that means any homes belonging to one of the outside chatzeris, can carry into the middle chotzer. And the middle chotzer, we're assuming at this point that the people in the middle chotzer can carry into either of the outside chatzeris, but the right-hand chotzer and the left-hand chotzer, they cannot carry to each other, which means things that were in the right-hand chotzer or in the homes belonging to the right-hand chotzer may not be taken to the left-hand chotzer on Shabbos, and vice versa, but they can both be taken into the middle chotzer and from the middle chotzer to the outside chotzer. That's what we saw in the Mishnah from Reb Shimon. Says our Gemara now that it was said in the name of Rav, we're going to see it's going to be Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But Rav assumed Zu Divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, as we saw, that the middle chotzer can carry to either of the outside chatzeris, and either of the outside chatzeris can carry into the middle chotzer. Aval Chachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim who argue with Reb Shimon, they maintain Rishus Achas Meshameshes L'Shtei Rishuyes. It's possible to have a single rishus that two other rishuyos are using. And in our context, the middle chotzer can be used also by the right-hand chotzer and by the left-hand chotzer. However, you cannot have two rishuyos serving one chotzer, which means that we cannot have the right-hand chotzer and the left-hand chotzer both serving the middle chotzer, which means that the two outside chatzeros can carry the things from their chotzer into the middle chotzer, but the middle chotzer is not allowed to carry not to the right-hand chotzer and not to the left-hand chotzer, even though the middle chotzer has an eruv with the right-hand chotzer and an eruv with the left-hand chotzer. Nonetheless, the halacha is you cannot have two different rishuyos serving a single rishus, and therefore the middle chotzer is not allowed to carry not to the right and not to the left. And that's the Chachamim who argued Reb Shimon. That was Rav's opinion. Ki amritu kameidu to Shmuel. When this was said to Shmuel, Shmuel omer li, the means of Yehuda said that when he said over what he heard from Rav, it was Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. When Rav Yehuda said over to Shmuel what he heard in the name of Rav, Shmuel actually argued with that and said, Afzu divi Reb Shimon, what you Rav assume to be the opinion of the Chachomim, which is that the outer Chatzeiros can carry into the middle Chotzer, but the middle Chotzer cannot carry to the outer Chatzeiros, I actually hold that that is what Reb Shimon himself said. That's Reb Shimon's opinion. Al Chachomim Oimrim, and the Chachomim argue and say that Shloshton Asurais, all three Chatzeiros are Osur to each other, and no Chotzer can carry into any other Chotzer. So that was a machleikus Rav and Shmuel as to the opinion of Rav Shimon and the opinion of the Chachomim. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Kavah Seder of Yehuda, Alibu de Shmuel. We're now going to have a brisa that's going to bring proof to this second opinion that we just saw, which was Shmuel, that Rav Shimon himself actually holds that the two outer Chatzeris are allowed to carry into the middle Chotzer, but the middle Chotzer is not allowed to carry to the outer Chatzeris. Omer Reb Shimon, Lemoa Dova Doima. And this is going back to our Mishnah. When you have the three people who are stranded outside the Tchum, and the two outer people are sharing, overlapping, their four Amis are overlapping the middle one, but they're not overlapping each other. So Reb Shimon said, you know what it's comparable to? L'sholish Chatzeris Apsuchoi Zulazu. The three Chatzeris we've been discussing that each have doorways from the right-hand one to the middle one and from the middle one to the left-hand one. Upsuchos lo Rosh Harabim, and they each have their own exit to the Rosh Harabim, which means that in and of their own entity of each Chotzer, the other Chotzer is not disturbing them. As long as they have their own private Eruv, they can carry within their own Chotzer. The question is now going to be, that since Eruvu Shtayim Mem Tzoyis, the two outer Chatzeris made independent Eruvs with the middle Chotzer, Zu Meviyah Mitoich Beisa Veicheles, the outside Chotzer, the right-hand Chotzer, can bring food or bring anything into the middle Chotzer and eat there, Zu Meviyah Mitoich Beisa Veicheles, and the other outside Chotzer, the left-hand Chotzer, can also bring items into the middle Chotzer and eat there. Zu machzeres moisoro l'toich beisa, v'zu machzeres moisoro l'toich beisa. And the right-hand chotzer and the left-hand chotzer, not only are they allowed to bring things into the middle chotzer, but they can then take things from the middle chotzer back into their own chotzeris. And that's all. That's all we see in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon did not make any mention that the middle Chotzer is allowed to take anything to the outside Chatzeris. It just mentioned that the outside Chatzeris can carry to and from the middle Chotzer. This seems to be following Shmuel, that according to Reb Shimon, the inner Chotzer, the middle Chotzer, is not allowed to carry to either of the outside Chatzeris. The Braisa carries on, Abel Chachomim Oimrim, Shloshton Asurais, according to the Chachomim, neither Chotzer can carry into any other Chotzer, and that is the opinion of the Chachomim, as we saw, was Shmuel's opinion. Continues the Gemara, Ve'ozdo Shmuel Letamei, and this Shmuel is actually, is his own opinion elsewhere. Da'omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Chotzer Shebein Shnei Mvois, if you have a Chotzer, and the Chotzer has two openings, one on the right, one on the left, and the entrances to the Chotzer are not into a Rishus Harabim. There's actually a Mavui, an alleyway on the right, and an alleyway on the left, and in the middle is the Chotzer. What is an alleyway? An alleyway is an area which is shared by a number of Chatzeris, where each Chotzer is shared by a number of homes. And before we learn the next Gemara, we have to get clear what the issues are here. A mavui, an alleyway, one is only allowed to carry in a mavui if all the chatzeris within the mavui have made a shitufei mavois. Besides for each chotzer making their own eruvei chatzeris, all the chatzeris have to make another type of eruv called shitufei mavois, and that way all the chatzeris are bound to one. They're connected to each other, they become one, and therefore they can all carry in the Mavui. So if you've got Mavui on the right, as long as all the Chatzeris made the Shitufei Mavois, there should be no problem with them carry with the people in that Mavui carrying in their Mavui. The same is on the left. What's with the Chotzer in the middle? Obviously the Chotzer has to make its own Eruvei Chatzeris for the people in that Chotzer. But what's now going to be the halacha of carrying from this chotzer to the mavoi on the right or the mavoi on the left? So in order to be able to carry from a chotzer to a mavoi, you have to make a shitufei mavois. You have to make an eruv with that mavoi. You have to be part of their eruv. Now, if you're not part of their eruv, then you cannot carry there. The question is, since this chotzer has an exit to that eruv, if you do not make an eruv with that mavoi, it could be the very fact that you have an exit to that mavoi, you're actually considered a chotzer of that mavoi that has not joined into that eruv, the shitufei mavois, and then not only can this chotzer not carry into the mavoi, but the whole eruv that the mavoi made, the whole shitufei mavois, is also invalid, and nobody can carry in that mavoi. So those are two things that we're going to have to discuss. The status of the chotzer in between the two mavois, whether they can, this chotzer can carry into either or any of these mavois, and or we have to discuss how the status of the middle chotzer affects the outer mavois, allowing them to carry in their own mavoi. So let's see what Shmuel says. The Omer Shmuel, chotzer shebein shnei mavois. If you have a chotzer in between two mavois, then erva im shneim. In the event that this chotzer actually made an eruv with the right hand mavoi and an eruv with the left hand mavoi, in that case asura im shneim. Then each mavoi independently is okay, because there's no part of the mavoi which is not included in the eruv. It means this middle chotzer is included in the right-hand mavoi and included in the left-hand mavoi, so there's no issue with the mavoi itself. However, since this chotzer itself is being pulled to the right and pulled to the left, it made an eruv with the right-hand mavoi and the left-hand mavoi at the same time, therefore they are a type of a contradiction, because you cannot belong to more than one place. You have to decide, are you associating yourself with the right or are you associating yourself with the left? But if you're associated to both, then there's this type of a contradiction between the two, and therefore this chotzer cannot carry not into the right eruv, not into the left-hand eruv. And this is the Shmuel that we're looking for, that says in our case, in the Gemara that we've discussed till now, where according to Reb Shimon, where you have three chatzeros and the middle one made an eruv with the right hand one and the left hand one, then Shmuel maintained that even according to Reb Shimon, the middle chotzer is not allowed to carry either to the right or to the left. And that's similar, it's letame, it's his own opinion here. If you have a chotzer that made an eruv with the right-hand mavoi and the left-hand mavoi, this chotzer cannot carry into either mavois. So that's what the Shmuel Letameh was. That's how we see Shmuel following his own opinion. But the Brice continues with some more halachas. Loi irvoim shneim. In the event that this middle chotzer did not join the shitufei mavois, not of the right-hand mavoi and not of the left-hand mavoi, oiseres al shneim, not only can this chotzer not carry into those mavois, but each of those mavois actually has a chotzer that's open to that mavoi that's not part of the shitufei mavois. And this chotzer actually destroys the shitufei mavois of both mavois, and nobody is allowed to carry in any of these two mavois. Explains Shmuel, Hoysa be'echod regila u'be'echod eino regila. When do we say that a chotzer destroys the shitufei mavois? Is only if the people in the chotzer were accustomed to go through this mavui, and now if you have people of a chotzer who are accustomed to go through the mavui and did not join the shitufei mavois, they destroy the shitufei mavois that the other chatzeris made in that mavui. So if any one of these two mavois is one where this middle chotzer was accustomed to go through, and the middle chotzer was not accustomed to go through the other mavui, in that case, zusher gila boy osur, that mavui that the middle chotzer was accustomed to go through, their eruv, the shitufei mavois, is invalid, and they cannot carry in that mavui. Vezusher einar gila boy mutter. However, since this chotzer is not accustomed to go through the other mavui, then The fact that this chotzer did not join the shitufim uvois of that other mavui does not invalidate their shitufim uvois, and therefore those people can carry in the mavui. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabba Barav Huna, Irvo im she'eino regila boy. What happens if the middle chotzer made an eruv, not with both mavois, but with one mavui? Which mavui? The one that it was not accustomed to go through on a regular basis. In that case, hutar regila la'atzmoy. Since now this chotzer has, even though it regularly went through the right-hand mavui, and was not accustomed to go through the left-hand mavui, the very fact that it made an eruv with the left-hand mavui and not with the right-hand mavui, it disassociated itself with the right-hand mavui in spite of the fact that it was accustomed to go through there, and it's now solely associated to the left-hand mavui, the one it made an eruv with, and therefore it no longer invalidates the right-hand mavui, even though normally the chotzer was accustomed to go through the right-hand mavui. That's no longer relevant because they made the chotzer with an eruv with the left-hand mavui, and therefore the people in the right-hand mavui can now carry in that mavui, even though the people in the chotzer in between did not join their eruv. Continues the Gemara, Va'omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, Im eruva regila la'atzmoi, v'ze she'eino regila boy loy eruv. What was the case? The same scenario, we have a mavui on either side. Till now we were discussing that there was an eruv within each mavui with their own chatzeres. And the question is just whether this one chotzer that was in between the two mavois, where it belonged. So, but now we're discussing a case where the right-hand mavui, which is the one that the middle chotzer was accustomed to go through, that's called the regila. They made, that mavui made their own eruv, not including the chotzer in between. The left-hand mavui, the one that the middle chotzer was not accustomed to go through, they did not make their own shitufi mavois at all, which means nobody can carry in that eruv. In that case, and this chotzer in the middle didn't make any eruv, didn't join in not with the right, not with the left. Now we saw before that if this chotzer did not join in with any of them, then we said that if there's one chotzer that is regila, and one mavi that's regila, one mavi that's not regila, if this chotzer in between was accustomed to go to the right-hand mavi and not accustomed to go to the left-hand mavi, then we say that this middle chotzer does not destroy the eruv of the left-hand mavi because it's not accustomed to go through there. Over here, we're saying that since the left-hand mavui, the one it's not accustomed to, they didn't even make their own eruv, which means they all cannot carry in that mavui. And the right-hand mavui, the one which the middle chotzer is accustomed to go through, they did make their own eruv. And if we say that this chotzer, the one in the middle, is since it's accustomed to go through the right-hand mavui, and it did not join the mavui, therefore it invalidates their eruv, as we saw before, then they would not be able to carry not in the right-hand mavui, not in the left-hand mavui. But for that, the Shmuel says as follows. He says, since this middle mavui, this middle chotzer, in any case cannot carry, not to the right, not to the left. It cannot carry to the left because there was no shitufi mavois on the left. If it's going to go through the right-hand mavui and be associated to the right-hand mavui, then you cannot carry there either. He's regilo there. It's regular to go there. He hasn't joined the eruv there. It's going to destroy the eruv for everybody. Therefore, we say that doichin oisoi eitzel she'eino regila boy. We force him to become associated to the left-hand mavui just for this one Shabbos. You now belong only to the left-hand mavui, the one that in any case did not make a shitufim voice, and that way we're going to disassociate you from the mavui that you're regularly accustomed to go through, and what we gain there is that at least the people in the right-hand mavui can carry in the right-hand mavui without the middle chotzer invalidating their mavui. Because the people, the middle chotzer, have nothing to lose by disassociating themselves from the right-hand mavui and associating themselves to the left-hand mavui. And since they have nothing to lose, if they don't do that, then it's just midos of Sodom, where it's just bad character traits to remain associated to the right hand Eruv, that all you're going to gain is that nobody can carry in the right hand Mavui, and there's no good reason to do that. Therefore, we force them to disassociate from the right hand Mavui, associate with the left hand Mavui, and then the people in the right hand Mavui can carry in that Eruv. And there's a discussion in the Poskim what this means in practical, in the Meforoshim, what this means in practical terms. And some Rishonim say what it means is that the middle Chotzer are actually not allowed to go through the right-hand Mavui during Shabbos. Other Rishonim say that that's not the case, but either, and it's just a virtual type of disassociation, just in order to allow the right-hand Mavui, the people in that Mavui, to carry in their Mavui. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, another halacha to do with Eruv from Shmuel. Hamakpid al Eruvoi, what is an Eruv? An Eruv is that all the people in a chotzer, they all take a bit of food, it gets put together, it's combined in the home of one of the people in the chotzer, and that's called an Eruv. So what happens if one of the people who put their food into this common basket, if one of those residents was very particular that nobody else, none of the other residents in the chotzer should eat his part, his food. If so, ein eruvoy eruv. Then that invalidates the whole eruv. Ma shemoy, what's the name of an eruv? Eruvoy shemoy, the word is eruv. What does eruv mean? It means something that's merged, something that's connected, something that's harmonious. And as soon as you say, I'm happy to join the eruv, but nobody dare eat this part, that means you're actually not conforming with the concept of Eruv, which is merging everyone together. And therefore, you have invalidated the Eruv. Rav Chanina Omar, Eruv Eruv, Rav Chanina argues and says that even if one of the residents was very makbid, was particular that nobody else should eat his food, the Eruv is still valid. Elo Shenikra Me'anshei Varadina, we call him, he's one of the Varadina people, and the Varadina people were known for their stinginess. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, another halacha in the name of Shmuel, a similar one, Hacheluk es Eruvoi Eino Eruv. If somebody separates, if you've got five people, five homes sharing this one chotzer, and now you have five pieces of bread making an Eruv, if somebody took one of those pieces of bread and put it in a different utensil than the other four pieces of bread, then the Eruv is not valid. Again, this is Shmuel. Asks the Gemara Kaman, which Tanna is this following that if you separate the Eruv breads and they're not in the same basket, that it's invalid? Kabeis Shammai, can we assume that you're following Beis Shammai, which is something we don't do? The halacha is never like Beis Shammai. Where do we find Beis Shammai? The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa. Chamisho shegovu es eruvon. If five of the residents in the chotzer, they all collected their breads together, the eruv, venosnu b'shnei kelim, and they put them into two different utensils, part of the breads in one utensil, part in the other utensil. Beis Shammai imrim ein ze eruv. Beis Shammai say the eruv is invalid. Eruv means they all have to be together, they have to be merged into one utensil. Or Beis Hillel Haimrim, arei ze Eruv. Beis Hillel say, the Eruv is a valid Eruv. You've collected their breads, it's all in one house. The fact that it's in two different utensils does not destroy the Eruv. So the Gemara is now asking, this that Shmuel said, that if they separate the Eruv, one of the breads from the other four, it's invalid, that seems to be following Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, no. Afilo teimu Beis Hillel. Shmuel could even be following Beis Hillel. Adkan leik omer Beis Hillel hasam. When did Beis Hillel say that the Eruv was valid even though the Eruv was put in two separate utensils? Is elo demalion lemona v'ayatir. It's talking about that they collected the breads in these utensils. The utensils got full. And now they took another utensil to put the leftover bread, the remaining breads. That is, according to Beis Hillel, that does not invalidate the Eruv because it's all in one house and they just, the overflow of one utensil was put into another. But over here there was space in the utensil. It was all in one utensil and somebody separated that. If you consciously go out of your way and actively separate the Eruv breads, That's worse. That's more of a separation. It's more of a contradiction to the concept of Eruv. And therefore, Shmuel says the Eruv is not valid. Asks the Gemara of Atarati Lomoli, why do I need Shmuel to say both of these halachas? Number one, if you separate the breads, that the Eruv is not valid. Or if somebody particular that nobody else eats his bread, the Eruv is not valid. They seem to be a similar concept. Why does Shmuel need to say them both? Says the Gemara, Tzricha, I need that they're both necessary. Diyesh min and Hasam, if it would only tell us that if somebody is makbid, if he's particular, that nobody else should eat the Eruv, only then it's invalid. I may have thought, Mishum de Kopid, the reason the Eruv is invalid is because it's very particular that nobody else should eat it. Aval Hocha, Eimeloi, but just because it's in two different utensils, even if you split them up, since nobody minds anyone else eating any other one's breads, that's not a contradiction to the Eruv. Maybe the Eruv is valid. That's why Shmuel had to say that even in that case, if you split up the breads, the Eruv is not valid. V'yosh minan hocha. And if you'd only tell us the second case, that if you split up the breads, the Eruv is not valid, mishum de palge miflug. Maybe there, the reason the Eruv is not valid is because you split them up. And that's a contradiction to Eruv. Aval hosom, eimeloi, but in the case where you didn't split them up, and all the breads are together, it just happens to be that one of the residents is particular, that nobody else should eat his portion of the bread. But he hasn't split up the Eruv. I may have thought that loi, in that case, we won't say that it's invalid and it will be valid. Tzricha, therefore, Shmuel had to tell us that even in that case, the Eruv will be invalid, and irrespective of whether one person was particular and it was not split up, or if it was split up and nobody was particular, in both those cases, the Eruv is not valid. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Rabbi Abba le Rav Yehuda bebe ma'atzarto de be Rav Zakai. In Rav Zakai's winery, Rabbi Abba met Rav Yehuda and said to him as follows. Mi Omar Shmuel achoyle keis Eruvoy eino Eruv? Is it true, could it be that Shmuel said that if somebody splits up, if they separate one of the Eruv breads from the others, that the Eruv is invalid? V'omar Shmuel, this seems to contradict something else Shmuel said. Bayis shemanichin boy Eruv. The home in which the Eruv breads are actually going to be collected and placed, ein tzorech litoin es hapas. That home does not need to put any bread. So if you have five homes sharing a chotzer, four of the homes have to take some bread, place it in home number five, and that's sufficient. Home number five, which is hosting the Eruv breads, does not actually need to participate and put bread together with the rest. Now, that was what Shmuel said. My Tama, and Narv Abba assumed that the reason for that is as follows. Lav mishum de Omar de kiven de monach besalo. Since the owner, this home number five, has bread, and he's got it in a different basket, in a different utensil, somewhere in his home, it's commander monach hochedomi. It's as if it's together with the other breads. There's one utensil with the four breads together. There's somewhere, someplace in this home, a utensil with some of the owner's bread, and therefore he's joined. See, and if so, hochenami, kiven de monach besalo, commander de monach, if so, when somebody splits up one of the five breads from the other four breads, how can Shmuel say that the Eruv is invalid? Why don't you say that since it's in its own utensil, it's as if it's together with the rest and it's valid? Why is that if one splits up some of the breads from another breads different to the case of the homeowner that has bread elsewhere in the home that's not in the same utensil as all the others? Omerli, so Rav Yehuda answered back and said, no, it's not a contradiction in Shmuel. Hasam afal pisha ein pas, and he said as follows, you misunderstood Shmuel's halacha. It's true that if you've got five people, only four of them have to contribute the bread and place it in the home of number five. And the reason that home number five does not need to be part of the does not need to contribute any bread is not because we assume that he's got bread and it's in one of his own utensils in the home, and then it's just as if it's two utensils in the same home. No, the reason that the Eruv is valid is because the bread itself, all it's doing is representing residence. So the other four people, their bread, their share of bread, being in home number five, is showing, is representing their residence in this home. But home number five, this is his home. He doesn't need any bread. It's not as because we consider it as if there is bread somewhere else and then it's combined, and then you have a contradiction in Shmuel. Shmuel says you cannot have breads combined if they're not in the same utensil. No. The very fact that it's in this home is already means that this home, this is his residence. You don't need Eruv to make it his residence. You need the Eruv breads for the other people who do not live in this home to be represented, and this should be considered their residence too. But the homeowner himself does not need to be part of it, and therefore it's not a contradiction to Shmuel. My Tama, the Kulu Hocha Dairi. The others need their bread in order to be considered as if they have residence here. But the owner of this residence itself is here in person and does not need to be represented by bread. Continues the Gemara Omar Shmuel. And now we're going to discuss how this Eruv works. When you want to make Eruv Echatzeres, and all the five people in the who are sharing the Chatzah put some bread in one home, according to Shmuel, this homeowner himself does not need to put some bread, the others put bread there, but this concept of Eruv, how does it work? So Shmuel says, Eruv Mishum Kinyan. This concept of putting some bread there, putting bread in this person's home, is actually, it's a type of acquisition. It's a kinyan. It's got some legally binding acquisition. It's as if to say that I'm putting some bread in your house, and in return for that, you are giving me a share in your house. So it's as if I'm partner in your home, and that is an acquisition. Vim toime, if you're going to ask, mipnei ma ein koinin b'mo. If so, why do I need to put a food item down? Everybody knows you can't just give a coin of at least a pruta, which is the smallest value, monetary value, which is considered significant. Why can't I just give a coin and, so to speak, acquire a part in this home? And then it's as if I now live in this home. It's as if I have part in this home, and that will be suffice as an eruv. Why do I need to give food? And it's taken for granted that ein coin in b'mor, you cannot buy part of his home with a coin. A mor is the name of a coin, says the Gemara. The reason that we're always talking about making an Eruv with food items is because an Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos comes in, which is the time where they're making the Eruv, typically there are no such coins available. There are just food items available, and therefore food items are used in place of coins in order to affect an acquisition. Asks the Gemara, Heiche de Orev miolikni. Okay, so I understand why you normally speak about food to make an Eruv. But if somebody chose to use a coin, he had a coin available and he gave the owner of this home, number five, a coin to acquire some part in his home, will it at least suffice? Says the Gemara, technically speaking it should, but there's a decree from the Chachomim not to allow that to be an Eruv. People are going to say that the main way of doing an Eruv, of acquiring acquisition in this person's home, is actually using a coin. And there will be situations where on Friday afternoon such a coin will not be available. And they will not make an Eruv, because they won't realize that food items are equally valid. And then the whole institution called Eruv will become disused and will become forgotten because the coins are not available. And therefore the Chachamim said you're only allowed to use food items to make an Eruv. So that was Shmuel's opinion that Eruv Mishum Kinyon, what making an Eruv does, it affects an acquisition. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi argues with Shmuel and says Eruv Mishum Dira, that there's no legally binding transactions going on here. All it is simply that where a person's food is, that is where, that's representing him, that's where his mind is, and it's Mishum Dira. All it does is it affects a residence. I put my food there, it's as if I'm resident where my food is. And that's all we need. As long as all the people are resident in one place, they all have food representing them there, then it's called as if they've bound into one, they've merged into one, and it's a valid Eruv. We do not need to have a legally binding kinyan acquisition going on. Maybe now, well, in what cases are we going to actually see a difference in halachic difference between Shmuel, who says it's because of that the way Eruv works is a kinyan, it's a legally binding acquisition, and Rabbah, who says that it's just dira, says the Gemara there are three cases where there's going to be a difference between them. Kli, if somebody used a utensil instead of bread. So if you say that the Eruv works because of residence, where my food is, that's where my mind is, that's where my residence is, then using a utensil, if I give owner number five, instead of giving him a piece of bread, I give him a utensil, that will not be sufficient. However, if you say Eruv Mishum Kinyan, then you can make a Kinyan with a utensil. The second difference is going to be Ubepochis Mishava Pruta. If you gave bread, you gave the amount of bread that you need, the minimum amount of bread, which is going to be discussed later in the Masechta, that we need for Eruvei Chatzeris. That means you gave the right volume of bread, but the value of the bread was less than the minimum value with which one can make a legal acquisition, which is less than a Shava Pruta. So if you say that it's Mishum Dira, that the Eruv works just because my bread is there, therefore it's as if I'm resident there, then it doesn't make a difference to us how much it's worth. But if it's actually affecting an acquisition, a kinyan, you cannot make any legal transaction with a value of anything less than a shava pruta. It will not be valid. And the third case is cotton. That can a minor, somebody under bar or bas mitzvah, less than 13 years old for a boy or 12 years old for a girl, can they be an agent for the Eruv to become valid? Can they be sent on behalf of the home owner number five to collect all the Eruv pieces of bread? And in effect, by them receiving the Eruv breads, it's going to be as if the owner number five has received them, and that's how the Eruv will be valid. So we know that a cotton cannot actually affect a transaction, because he's not mature enough for that. However, he can be an agent to bring food from one place to the next. So if you say that the Eruv is Mishum Dira, it's just because wherever the food is, that's where the owners of the food are, then even if a minor is an agent to bring the food, that's okay. However, if the Eruv is actually Mishum Kinyan, it's affecting an acquisition, then a minor is not allowed to have any part in the Eruv. Omar le Abaya le Rabba. Abaya now asked Rabba, or he said to Rabba, le Ditcho Kashya u le Shmuel Kashya. I've got a question against you, Rabba, who say that Eruv Mishum Dira, and I've got a question on Shmuel, who says Eruv Mishum Kinyan. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Chamisho Shegovu es Eruvon, if five of the residents, they collected the Eruv, after these five people have merged into one and put all their breads in one place, they then wanted to add another chotza into their Eruv. So what did they do? Then any one of these five can take his own, any one piece, he can take his own bread and take it to the new chotza. Echod Moilich Lekulon. It's sufficient for one of the original five residents to take bread on behalf of all of them. That's what it says in the Braisa. Says Sabaya explains, Ha Niu de Kokoni Vesulai. He was the only one that made the acquisition. You Rabbi say that Eruv is Mishum Kinyan, is making an acquisition. How do you make an acquisition? By giving food to the owner of this of the home or the chotza, wherever you're making the Eruv, and in return you're acquiring a part in that home. Over here, that just one of the people is taking his bread to that place, he's the only one that's going to have a kinyan in this new place. How can all the other five people be part of that Eruv? Who knew the Kodair? And the same question is going to be according to Rabbah. Rabbah says that the chotzer, that the Eruv is Mishum Dira, it's as if your resident where your food is, that's all very good where your food is. But here, only one of these five people put their food in this new area, and all the other four didn't. So how can you say that all of them have merged this new Eruv when only one of them has got Dira there, only one of them has residence there, only one of them put food there? So the very fact that you saw in this Braisa that one person can put his food on behalf of all the rest in the place that he wants to make an Eruv, that shows it cannot be Mishum Dira and it cannot be Mishum Kinyan, because you cannot do a Kinyan for somebody else, you cannot do Dira for somebody else. It's where your bread is, that's where your residence is. It's if you pay for it, if you give somebody something of value, you get something in return, you get a Kinyan in return. But if just one person puts his own bread there, how can all the others be connected and merged there? Says the Gemara, Omar Lei Rabba answered to him, Loi Ledidi Kashya V'loi Leshmol Kashya. The question you're asking from this Braisa is not a question, not against me, Rabba, and not against Shmuel. Shlichus Tekulu Ka'ovid. This person is not just putting his own food, and because I'm part of that group, I'm putting my food, it works for all of them. No. He's actually considered an agent on behalf of all of them. Since they've all made an Eruv and they've all merged into one, they can now, as a single unit, make him an agent on their behalf to acquire a place or residence in this new place, and then all of them are part of the Chotzer. And typically this would work if you have one Chotzer with five people in, and then you have another Chotzer with five people in, and they each have their own Eruv, and now Chotzer A want to merge with Chotzer B, so Chotzer A, all five people, they send one of those five to join the Eruv of Chotzer B, and that allows all five people in Chotzer A to carry in Chotzer B and vice versa, even though only one of them put the Eruv there. Since he's an agent on behalf of all the residents in Chotzer A, then it's valid and it's not a contradiction, not to Rabba's understanding and not to Shmuel's understanding. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Choma Bar Guria, Omar Rav. Halacha k'Reb Shimon. The halacha is like Reb Shimon that we saw in the Mishnah, that the Gemara just says that halacha is like Reb Shimon and doesn't really tell us exactly. We've just been discussing at length at the beginning of the Gemara what does Reb Shimon actually hold. It was Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rashi says that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, and Rashi here adds that he muteres imohen, vehein mutorin imo. This is following Rav's opinion. This is Rav saying the halacha. Rav's opinion at the beginning of the Gemara that we saw in Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, that according to Reb Shimon, the middle chotzer can carry to either of the outer chatzeres, and the outer chatzeres can carry into the middle chotzer, and that is the halacha. Continues the next Mishnah. Mi shebo baderech v'chosh choloi. Somebody was traveling, it was before Shabbos, and it was getting dark, and it was too late, he was not going to make it home before Shabbos. But there was less than 4,000 amos between where he was now and his home. But you cannot travel 4,000 amos on Shabbos. He was outside the city, outside the town. The only thing you can do is, if you manage to somehow make an Eruv Tchumin, between where you are now and your home, being less than 2,000 amos till the Eruv, and then from the Eruv less than 2,000 amos to the home, then he can make it home on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, V'hoyo makir ilon o yigodir, if he knew of a certain landmark, a tree or a fence, that was exactly in that position, less than 2,000 amos from where he was now at the onset of Shabbos, and less than 2,000 amos from his home, Va'omer, and he says, Shvisasi tachtov. He says, let my residence for Shabbos be underneath or beyond that fence, that tree. And he did not really define where under the tree trees can be very wide, where under the fences can be very long. He just said that I want my shvisa, I want to acquire residence, so to speak, in that place, having in mind that particular landmark. Lo omar klum, he hasn't said anything. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means, he hasn't said anything. What does that imply? What it clearly means is that he has not acquired residence in that place. The question is if he can go till that place, because it's less than 2,000 amos where he is now. That we'll see in the Gemara. But he clearly cannot go from that place to his home, because you cannot acquire residence in an undefined place. The fact that it's close to or adjacent to a certain landmark, but the four amos within which a person, so to speak, virtually speaking, has residence, has to be defined. And therefore, lo yomer klum. Shvisasoi beikroi. But if he said, I want my residence when Shabbos comes in to be at the trunk of that tree, not just under that tree, meaning anywhere under its spread out branches that could be very wide, we'll see in the Gemara how wide. But if he says, I want it to be at the trunk of the tree, which is very defined, then mehalich mimokim raglov vad ikre alpaim amo, then he can travel from where he is now until that point, that landmark, the trunk of that tree. He can walk there on Shabbos, because since he's acquired residence at the bark of that tree, and where he is now is within 2,000 amis from that tree, you can walk to that point. And from the trunk of that tree to his home, which is just under 2,000 amis, you can walk there as well on Shabbos. Nimtza mahalich mishecha sheicho arba salofim amo, that means he'll travel, after Shabbos comes in, he will be able to travel 4,000 amis from where he is now, which is perfectly fine. On any Shabbos, one's allowed to travel 2,000 amis in any direction around his place of residence. Since his place of residence was the bark of that tree, then he can walk 2,000 amis in any direction from where he is now on one side of the tree, 2,000 amis, to his home on the other side of the tree, 2,000 amis. Says the Mishnah, im einei makir, if he's not aware of any such landmark, or oisha einei boki ba'alocha, or he's not aware that in the event that he is aware of such a landmark, he can actually verbally express that he wants his eruv to be there, and then that will become his place of residence, so to speak, when Shabbos comes in. If And that means he didn't do that, he didn't make the Eruv, then what? V'omar, and he says, Tosfos says he doesn't actually have to say it, shvisasi b'mekoimi, then by default, his place of residence is where he is here, and now when Shabbos comes in, which is 4,000 amis away from his home. Then, zocholei mekoimi alpaim amal kol ruach, he can go 2,000 amis in any direction from where he is now at the onset of Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah, Agulois. This going round, this is now a new halacha regarding Tchumin that we've been discussing, 2,000 and Amos in any direction, north, south, east, west. How do we measure that? Do we make a round circle around his place of residence, or do we pretend it's a square? Do we square it off? So the Tanakhama says, Agulois, it's round. You can go 2,000 amos in any direction as if you are going round with a compass. Divri Reb Chanina ben Antignois. The Chachomim argue and say, Merubois, ketavlo merubas, that we measure the 2,000 amos square, like a square board, and the person being in the center, which means north, south, east, and west, so to speak, would be 2,000 amos. But when you're going to the northwest or northeast, or if you're going to one of the corners, then the added corner is Kadesha Yu and Niskar Lezov Yis, he's going to gain the corners. There's an extra, the terms that the Chazal use, there's an extra 2/5 of a corner over the other sides of over the radius of a circle. If the radius is 2,000 amis, then the distance to the square of 4,000 amos square is an extra 2/5, which means that it's not 2,000 amos, but 2,800 in the terms of Chazal. In accuracy, it's a little bit more than that, but you can go 2,800 amos to the corner. Continues the Mishnah. And now we're going back to this poor traveller who was stuck 4,000 amos away from his home at the onset of Shabbos. Zui she'omru, this is the case where the Chachomim said, he'oni ma'oriv baraglov, a poor man, or such a person, even if he's not really poor, but he's got no food with him, and he's not able to make it home, he cannot make an Eruv, then he's allowed to make an Eruv with his feet. He'oni ma'oriv baragloi, this is the case we're talking about. You cannot make an Eruv, you are where you are when Shabbos came in. And as we said in the, just before we spoke about the circle and the square, the Mishnah said that if you're not aware of a landmark, or he doesn't make the Eruv elsewhere by verbally expressing that he wants to make that place his residence, then he has 2,000 amis where he stand around where he's standing. Now, that's the halacha of Oni Ma'oriv Baragloi. This person who's considered a poor man, he gets 2,000 amis around where his feet are at the when Shabbos comes in. Omer Rav Meir, Rav Meir says, ein lanu elo oni, that this halacha, that a person gets 2,000 amos around where his feet are, around where he actually is present when Shabbos comes in, not making an Eruv with food, only applies to a poor man like this who's got no food with him. However, if a rich man or somebody who's got food, we would not allow him to make an Eruv based on where his feet are. He has to use food items to make him to establish his place of residence. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Echod Oni v'Echod Oshir. Any person can use this method of making an Eruv by actually being present at a certain spot when Shabbos comes in, and that's his center of residence for the rest of Shabbos. Le'omru Ma'orvin Bepas, this that the Chachomim said, you make an Eruv Tchumen using bread, was only Elo L'Hokel Ala Oshir. It was just in order to make it easier for the rich man, Shelo Yetze V'Yoriv Baraglov, that he should not have to go out and make the Eruv in person, have to go before the onset of Shabbos or Yom Tov, go 2,000 Amos out, be there till it's dark, and then come back in order to make the Eruv. Rather, we make it easier for him, we say, send some bread with an agent, and that will be a good enough Eruv. But if even a rich man chooses to make his Eruv, or to make his place of residence, based on where he is in person, then of course even a rich man could do that. Rav Meir argued with that, and Rav Meir said only a poor man can resort to that, but a rich man has to use food for, has to use this pass to establish his place of residence. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to start learning the Gemara on this Mishnah.